The 59th annual delegates meeting of the U.S. Grains Council is underway in Cincinnati, Ohio, and one of the areas they're looking at is India. Some calling it the next big market. There's potential there for U.S. grains. Brandon Honeycutt is vice chair of the Nebraska Corn Board and also on the corn board for the National Corn Growers Association.
Yeah, India is a big market. You know, when you really think about it, they're not that much smaller than China. They have huge potential. You know, they've got an expanding young person base. 45% of their population is under the age of 25. I heard the thing right today that, you know, they could increase the number of KFCs if they could get more poultry in the country. Well, they can't have poultry because they don't have good quality corn production. So, you know, there's a lot of avenues there. Ethanol right now is industrial use there. Hopefully in the long term, we can work through some of the tight spots there and really get ethanol as a motor vehicle fuel into the country. And so it's a lot of people and a lot of mouths to feed.
Looking at what do you see as some of the other areas that you guys are going to be working on in the next year?
We see it from our action team standpoint. You know, really we'll keep a continual eye on the Middle East. We've got these other countries like Bangladesh and Pakistan. There's always the things in Europe that we have to work through. And so I think it's just a wide-ranging market that we're really trying to drill down on and see, okay, what can we really focus on and how can we expand these efforts? As we're looking at these growing middle classes in some big populations and some areas that have more middle class than we have, people in the United States. And so we really need to work in these areas.
And Brandon said it's pretty exciting, all the potential that's out there for U.S. grain. I'm Susan Littlefield on the Rural Radio Network.